Well, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to love a girl from the hair to the nipple.
The Don and Mike Show.
He said it.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What a good monkey!
Thank you, Bonner. You like my monkey?
I want to love a girl from the hair to the nipple.
Right, I heard that one.
I'm completely neither there or there.
What? Buzz, he's neither there nor there.
I got that.
I now officially hate that song.
That's a Kelly Clarkson song.
Boo!
Boo!
Creepy.
The Simon tapes.
How can you not love this show? Buzz?
Yes?
Let's make some appointment viewing tonight. I just told Mike.
What? What's that?
Let's all watch Paul Sr. Uh-huh. get married to his girlfriend Beth tonight on American Chopper.
Which should be a nice ceremony.
It's a good idea, Mike.
I think this will be fantastic. You know, getting married causes a lot of stress, but this was a pretty nice afternoon.
What channel is that on?
That's on TLC.
Right.
And you know, we had Paul Jr. on the show right after his dad got married, and he said, you know, when Dad got married, he ripped the sleeves off his shirt, you know.
Right. And I saw a picture of that. So that alone is worth a nice afternoon of viewing.
And so after we got done working with the kids here at the Get Around Gang, I figured, you know what? Maybe retard is an ugly word.
You know, this bike was really a tough bike to build at first. But at the end, it all came together, and everybody was really happy. You know, it's like it ends the same way every
yep.
time.
Uh-huh. But then, you know, once we left the Getaway Gang and saw the kids and their problems, and we was back in the garage in Montgomery, New York, I went right back to calling Vinny a retard again.
You know, my father normally likes to hang out in his office, and when I walk in there, it's oftentimes like five farts got in a fight.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
All right, Robbie.
All right, we need Katie and Brandy because we are going to play Final Match.
Oh, good.
What does the panel say to that?
I think you heard what I just said.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, goody.
That's the sound of acid reflux. If acid reflux can talk.
That's right. Let's get him some Tums.
We have got Brandy.
Hi.
Hi there. And Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hey.
Hi, girls. Now you're both playing for $500 and maybe an extra $100 with Rob's crazy convoluted super duper match.
Uh-huh. Right. But we're going to play we're gonna play super match before final match.
Here he is right now, the suckiest MC here.
All right, boo.
Boo.
Katie, pick A or boo?
Rob Martindale.
B.
All right. And here is your clue. Katie, don't answer until we ask you. Katie, make sure you go to WUSA9.com, which is the only place to buy the Broadcast House Cookbook. Pretty soon, you'll be able to make Weather Guru Topper Shut's signature dish, blank.
I'm in. I'm in.
Topper Shut's signature dish.
Oh, I'm in.
Which is called blank. Katie, don't answer yet, please. Homo Joe is in. I think the panel is ready.
Sure.
All right, Katie, make sure you go to WUSA9.com, which is the only place to buy the Broadcast House Cookbook, and soon you, too, can make Weather Guru Topper Shut's signature dish blank. What do you say, Katie?
Fried stool.
Fried stool.
Fried stool.
Just like Mother Shut used to make.
Now we're going
to
need help from the judges because I said a stool souffle.
You know what? I think that's a match.
Ah, that's a winner.
I think that's a match. Good job, Katie.
Yeah,
what'd you say, Mike?
I said a signature dish, shortcake.
Uh-huh. Not a match. Not a match.
He's a tiny man, Mike.
He's little, you know.
Not that tall.
What say you, Homo Joe?
Topper poop.
Topper poop.
Would that be?
No, I don't think so.
No, I think stool has to be used.
Stool is something on its own.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Those are the house rules.
Straining
what do you say, Buzz?
I had shortcake.
Shortcake. All right. Good round for Katie. Good round for Katie with a match. Brandy, your chance to catch up, okay?
Okay.
Here we are, Brandy. Praise Jeebus.
Praise Jeebus.
Everything is fine with Rob Spiewak since his vasectomy, but there is one weird side effect. Now he gets aroused every time he sees blank. Everything fine since my vasectomy, but there is a weird side effect. Now he gets aroused. Now I get aroused every time I see blank. Don't answer yet, please, Brandy.
Okay.
The panel looks stumped. These round wide, that was not a pun.
I'm in.
Don is in. Buzz is in.
I'm in.
You know these first round questions, they're usually harder than the second round question. The panel is right?
Yeah, we're
Brandy, praise Jeebus. Everything is fine since my vasectomy, but there is a side effect. Now I get aroused every time I see blank. What do you say?
Carrie's F me boots.
Wow. Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Wow.
Carrie's F me boots.
And not far from the truth. Don, do you have my wife's big F me boots?
No, I just reused one of my other cards. Yes. I'm awful. Don't be mad.
No, you're keeping it green.
No, I'm not. I said that you get arrested when you see your son's pubes.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Not a match.
Because I used that That's one. That's horrible.
Boo, Douglas.
Awful thing to say.
Shut up.
Douglas, what'd you say, Mike?
I say you get aroused every time you see Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Not a match.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Also before the operation. How about you, Joe?
I said scissors.
Scissors, good answer. Uh-huh. Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I said Hitler.
Hitler.
Hey.
You two always
what makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
All right, Katie, the second and final round. You still have control of the board. Pick A or B.
A.
A. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, Katie, mm-hmm. and there's no better time to buy your sweetheart a bottle of perfume. We here at Match Game Labs recommend Lindsay Lohan's signature fragrance.
Okay.
It's the only perfume that smells like blank. Please don't answer yet, Katie, but enjoy your laughter, your bewitching laughter.
Again, please?
Of course. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and why not buy your sweetheart a bottle of perfume? We here at Match Game Labs recommend Lindsay Lohan's signature fragrance. It's the only perfume that smells like blank.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Don is in.
I'm in.
Joe is in. I'm in. And Mike is in. All right, Katie. Lindsay Lohan's signature scent, the only perfume that smells like blank. What do you say, Katie?
Vagine.
That's the name of the perfume. Mm-hmm. Vagine.
Vagine.
Vagine number five. Don, do you have Vagine?
No, I said that. What was it again?
Lindsay Lohan's signature scent. It smells like...
All right. Lindsay's lumpy stool.
Not a match.
Still working for me.
Not a match. How about you, Mike?
It's the only cologne that smells like salmon.
Oh, yeah. Right. Close, but no match. Joe.
Soft stool.
Hey, way to go, Joe.
No match. Buzz.
I matched with Vajayjay.
Oh, there is a match right
Vajayjay.
There. All right, Katie, that is a good score of two. That means, Brandy, you need two to tie, three to win. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Much pressure, so please keep calm. All is right with the radio world now that Don Imus is back on the public airwaves. Mm-hmm. Thank Christ. And you should see his new studio. Just gorgeous. Has everything he needs to do his radio show, especially a brand new blank.
I'm in.
And for the first time, Buzz looks like he's having a good time. You familiar with Don Imus, Brandy?
Yes, I am.
All right. He is back on the airwaves and doing great. And you should see his new studio. It has everything he needs to do his radio show, especially a brand new blank. I think the panel is right.
Yes.
Everybody's there.
All right, Brandy. Don Imus has a brand new what?
Nappy-headed hoe.
A brand new nappy-headed hoe. No, good answer.
Yeah.
Don, do you have nappy-headed hoe?
No, I said he had a brand new casket.
Oh, yeah.
Casket.
Top of the line. Top of the line, kids.
A
no
casket
match.
Made of stool.
A stool casket. Mike.
I said he has a brand new respirator.
Good picture.
<There you
go. laughs> No match. This is key. Joe.
I have girls' basketball stick-up.
Oh, no. Not a match.
What is that?
What does that
like
mean, Joe?
Oh, a picture of one of his basketball girls.
A pin-up like of a WLBA player?
Yeah,
but he called it a stick-up.
Hold on, we have a question, though.
What is he, a faggot?
Yes, he is.
The answer is the affirmative.
Gay.
Buzz.
I had it. Imus has a brand new stool.
Oh, there you go.
A stool. Buzz
can't do a radio show without a stool. All right. Brandy, that was a real suck answer because it didn't have any matches. Katie, you win, and you are going to Big Money Final Match.
Oh, now listen, Katie.
Yeah.
You win $500.
Woohoo!
Brandy, you get a pair of the Homo Joe boxers.
Thank you very much.
What is he, a faggot?
First game worn.
And proud.
Proudly so. Thank you very much for listening, Brandy. And now Rob gets to do some conjuring here.
Let's conjure, Rob.
This is Big Money Final Match. Now, Katie, what you need to do is pick a celebrity that you would like to play this with. Pick a celebrity that you think you can match.
What
if, you choose from,
what if she says something like Tom Hanks?
Let me be more specific. Choose from our panel of Don, Mike, Homo Joe, or Buzz.
Well, although Don and Mike are both beautiful.
Not an essay question.
It's a little gay for me,
So I'm going to go with Buzz today.
Buzz. What a shock. A woman will
always
go with Buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
All right, here's how we're going to do
this.
What
is he, a faggot?
Here's what we're going to do, Katie. I will read this clue, and Buzz will lock in an answer.
Right.
Okay? So no one answer except for Buzz by writing it down. Buzz.
Right.
Blank cap. C-A-P. Blank cap. Now, Katie, get your mental telepathy going.
I got it.
And try to think like Buzz, like I always do. Blank cap.
I'm in.
You've locked in. Now we go to our panel for suggestions. Don, how would you fill in blank cap?
Of course, stool cap. Or your son's pubic hair.
Stool cap.
I would say skull cap.
Skull cap. Right. Good answer. Mike?
Baseball cap.
Baseball cap. Joe?
Nightcap.
Mike?
Nightcap.
Nightcap.
You always like a little nightcap, don't you, Joe?
All good answer. Yeah.
So you have those suggestions to go with, or you can go out on your own. How do you answer, Katie? Blank cap. You're trying to match Buzz.
Well, although they're all fine responses, I have to say, I agree with Mike there, and I'm going to go with baseball.
Baseball.
Good move, Katie.
Buzz?
Buzz?
Katie, you're very smart, because I had baseball.
Baseball!
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Bravo!
What is he, a faggot?
Good. For a $100 bonus, congratulations, Katie. You have won $600 from Match Game 2008. You must be very excited.
I'm very excited.
That is good.
Gentlemen?
What?
Gentlemen, she said.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Carmen. I thought she said,
did I win?
I thought that as well.
That's exactly what I thought she said.
Excellent gameplay. Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. Hold on a second. Here's this stuff. Let me just play this.
Match Game is recorded live on tape at Television City, Los Angeles, California. Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game have been edited via the telecast. Match Game 2008 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Boo!
What is he, a faggot?
Thank you, stars.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Robert.
Rob.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
And welcome back to American Idol.
Oops. I don't know what that one was.
And, of course, Jack Diamond, the creative mind behind the Jack Diamond Show.
You know, I only know one thing. Right now, out in Frederick, Maryland, yeah. Howard Bernstein is as jealous as a man can be.
That is so true, Dick.
He should be.
He wasn't here today.
Well, this is a Bernstein-less version of Match Game 08. Does this thing ever end, or is it just a fade?
Is it a continuous loop?
Hold on. There it is.
I like the end, a little
audio fart right there at the very end.
Katie
bar the door. Thank you, Katie. Katie?
Thank you, Katie.
There you go.
We're going to put you on hold, and someone will explain to you how you can get your money.
Joe
Ardinger, please take her information. Joe Caliendo.
What is he, a faggot?
Thank you so much for having me over, guys.
Enjoy your leather weekend.
I will try.
Would you like to plug the leather weekend at all?
Yeah, because, you know, you were talking during the break about what goes on during the leather weekend, and I was fascinated by the hotel piece that you were talking about.
There's some wild exhibits at the hotel.
You go to a hotel, there's a floor, where the doors are open.
And wild gay sex.
Really?
Yes.
Men and women?
Yes.
Both men and women.
Yes.
But if you were going down there like as a guy looking for maybe heterosexual activity, none, zero?
There's some lesbians there by, yeah.
So if you were going to walk by and you walk by one of the lesbian rooms, you might walk in and be welcomed, or you might walk in and be like
your ass whooped.
Assaulted.
Yeah, you could be hurt.
So Leather Week in Washington, D.C., is it predominantly a gay event?
Yeah, it's bisexuals, gays, transgenders, you name it. They're
but it's the people that are into leather, gay, bi, or heterosexual, it's right. Leather.
You got it.
And when he was talking about the dykes on bikes, he was telling me, not that I was fascinated writing this all down, he was telling me that they actually ride motorcycles into the bar where this is going on.
Harley Davidson's, yes, your favorite bike.
And they ride the Harleys, and they're
topless.
They're completely topless.
Yes.
What is he, a faggot?
You know, for a guy that's gay, you sure sound excited about the Dykes on Bikes.
Remember, there was a Mr. There was a Mrs. Homo Joe.
That's right, a long time ago.
My daughter and my grandson.
You got to remember the backstory with Homo Joe. Homo Joe is no stranger
to... What about
to,
vagina?
Yes, that's right.
Now, is there like a major meeting hall where the, where everything goes on, or how does this work?
It's activities throughout the city. There's different locations.
Really?
O'Mara's, isn't that where...
Yeah, O'Mara's bar. Yes, they'll be having the...
Ground Zero for Leather Week.
They'll have a lesbian... contest out.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Homo Joe, you're the greatest.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for coming in today.
Good to see you.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Pinch hitting today for Howard Bernstein.
Go get into your chaps.
Switch Homo Joe Caliendo.
That's right. What is he, a faggot?
Go get into your chaps and that special hat that the guy wore on The Sopranos.
Oh,
that was a leather bar.
Vito's hat.
Vito went to a leather bar.
Oh, the Billy Idol hat, you mean.
Vito was very into the leather bar.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
I wonder if Joe will ever get to pinch in for Howard Bernstein on Channel 9.
It's time for the news.
Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Oh, it's time for Buzz.
And that's it, folks. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
There you go.
Yeah. Buzz, you going down to Leather Week?
Absolutely.
Very good.
I'm all proud
it's
of himself.
Leather weather.
There he is. Buzz, Birdley.
Yeah.
Buzz, yeah, he matched in Supermatch. He delivered.
All right, news according to Cocksmith, but we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.